Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners.
I'm Jessie Ware and we're in Clapham and somebody is doing cement outside. Yep. Like almost sounds like a little micro whizzer.
This must be the most worked on road in the whole of the universe because there's building works constantly. Oh, there he is whistling again.
How are you, Mum?
I'm okay. I'm fine, darling. I made the dessert yesterday.
Yeah.
And you've come and taken over the kitchen and made delicious things for this morning.
I was up at the crack of dawn.
What time are you up at?
I'm joking. No, I want to give a big shout out to Ed Smith, who has a new book called Good Eggs coming out, which has totally inspired this week's menu because he has been my weekend guru for eggs for the past couple of years because he puts them up every weekend with different egg ideas. Now, you know I love an egg. I did a whole book called Omelette. So I wanted to try this for our breakfast guest. Ed has taught me a way of doing batch poached eggs, which I didn't think would work. So I tried one out and I've just tasted one.
Shocked your eggs.
I shocked my eggs and Ed's shocked me. It's so easy. Okay, so the menu is poached eggs with indusia butter. And that is, you just get indusia and you put butter together and you mix it together. We heat it very low heat so it doesn't kind of start separating or overcooking and hardening. So he has this really good bit in the book called Group Batch Cooking. And he suggests you can pre-do your poached eggs. You could do them the night before. And you cook them for about 2 minutes until the whites have formed enough that you can spoon them out. And then you shock them in iced cold water. So they're all shocked, ready to go. So the yolk doesn't harden. And then I'll put them back into simmering boiling water for a minute. And it'll just warm them up, but it won't overcook the yolk. And I just tried one and it worked a treat. So we're doing that. And then I've done this oven-baked portobello mushrooms with Marmite and thyme and garlic that's from his book as well. That takes about 45 minutes. So yeah, we've got mushrooms, eggs, indusia and
spinach.
So yeah, it smells good. Hopefully she likes Marmite. Hope she likes indusia. And then you've done the pud.
Yeah. An orange, lemon and polenta cake.
Yeah, lovely.
With a drizzle made from orange, lemon, cardamom and rosemary.
Gorgeous.
Who knows?
We're very excited about the guest that's coming on today.
So excited.
She's one of our favourite actresses.
She is.
Also, she's a great pop star back in the day.
What was her song?
Honey to the bee, that's you for me.
Who sang Run for Your Life?
Honey to the bee. What?
Run for your life if you can. That's her, isn't it? Try to get away.
That's Tiffany, isn't it?
Oh, is that Tiffany?
Wow, Mum. That's ageing her a little bit too much.
Okay, sorry.
I remember we saw Billy Piper do that at Capsule Party in the Park.
Billy Piper did that.
Yeah.
That's how I know that.
Great.
Oh,
there's a big entourage of Netflix people outside because Billy is in a new film called Scoop.
Oh, which is
very good.
Cracking. It's wonderful to keep with the egg imagery.
So, yeah, it's about the scoop that happened when Newsnight got the interview with Prince Andrew and the booker that made it all happen that Billy Piper plays,
Sam McAllister,
who it's really great.
It's
got an amazing cast and we got to watch it last night. The formidable Billy Piper coming up on Table Manners.
She's fabulous.
Really nice to see you again.
It's lovely to see you.
Are you going to Glastonbury this year?
a year.
She's headlining.
No, I'm not headlining. I saw that today.
You are. You've got
to come.
How is
I
that?
I feel like you are. I kind of. We didn't know each other until the Brits after party. And now I feel like...
Although we had met.
We met in the dance tent, DJ EZ at Glastonbury. So I kind of feel like you're part of my core memories of Glastonbury. So you must be there, Billy Piper.
Whenever you bump into someone and they say, oh, you know, we met at Glastonbury, you're just like, go,
uh-oh.
Oh, sorry.
I apologise for my baby.
No, well, I will go then.
How are you? Your hair's looking fantastic.
No, I put
gorgeous.
Rollers in.
In what, in honour of Lenny?
Is that just rollers? I should have left my rollers in.
I don't know what's come over me. I bought heated rollers recently.
Oh, that's fab.
And
I've still got them.
But I get a real kick out of putting them in. I don't know what it is. There's something about it. Also, if I leave the house and I'm going to be filmed or anything, if I don't do something with my hair, it just triples in size. So it sort of brings
I've got the frizz. Oh,
yeah.
No, I don't have big
hair. So do you have curly hair?
I have quite curly hair,
love it. I'd love it.
But you're not getting that lovely sort of natural curl thing. It's the size and it's the frizz.
Your hair is always different colors as well.
I know.
Is it? Exhausting.
What color are you?
Up with.
Yes.
No, but what color
I'm
are you?
Mouse.
Would you say?
I'm mouse brown.
Let's call it dusty blonde, shall we? Shall we?
Dark blonde.
Dark blonde.
I don't know what it is. It was like blonde for however many years, 25 years, and then they say that if you dye your hair a lot, that it's one of the signs of borderline personality disorder.
Oh, right. Okay.
But I don't know if it's that. I feel like I'm just feeling quite experimental and like I'm trying to find who I am. Maybe it's one of those.
I really like this copper.
I quite like this.
I'm actually inspired. I'm like, maybe I should do this. I should do a dip dye thingy because I don't think I could do the whole thing. But I think this is amazing on you.
This is working on me. We've got a lot of red in our family. And also, I've always loved gingers. So I'm like, I feel like this is me now.
We are going to talk about food and your brilliant acting and music career. But yeah, it was just good to talk about the hair because it's looking great. I'm going to kind of fiddle with breakfast because we're all quite hungry.
Yeah, starving.
Do you want like a little Bucks Fizz? Do you want anything or are you good?
I'm not going to have a Bucks Fizz because I had a glass of white wine last night and I feel...
I thought you were going to say this morning. And it's going to be too much if I have another one.
It feels like I just had one. I feel rattled by it.
Do you feel hungover?
I can't do wine anymore. I realise that. The older I get and the less wine I drink, I just can't handle it. I think it's a female age thing.
I think you need to drink more wine.
All that.
Yeah. To increase your tolerance.
So I won't have one, but thanks anyway. Yeah. The tea's fine.
Mum, please start asking Billy some questions.
Well, I want to tell you, first of all, that I think Scoop is just brilliant.
Oh, yes!
And you are so super wonderful.
Oh, that's so good.
Was it fun to play that part?
Oh, my God, yeah. It's so fun to play her because she's... Sam McAllister is the woman who kind of was instrumental in bringing the Newsnight interview with Prince Andrew to our screens. She's sort of like this unsung hero. But on top of all of her incredible work and effort, she's also like this formidable character. So it's like, I care about that story, I care about telling it, but I also love playing her.
Did you meet her?
Yeah, I met
and
her loads
she,
of times.
Is she like...
Yeah, she's just...
Who you were?
Yeah, she's...
She's older than you.
She's older than me, I think, yeah. Well, I know she's older than me. And we have... Our backgrounds are not that dissimilar, so we could relate about that stuff.
So she's a working class single mum.
Yeah, but she's an unlikely character, maybe at, you know, the sort of in the journalism world of the BBC. You know, rightly or wrongly, she is, you know, she's sort of doing her own thing, let's say. There's so much to draw from there that's really, really fun and interesting.
I just thought
she's so unlike anyone I've ever met in terms of how positive she is.
Oh,
and
really?
It's not disingenuous. It's like I'm always looking for, you know, some sort of crackle. She's not, she's just relentlessly optimistic. And when you meet people like that, you do feel sort of like, changed by them, you know what I mean? Because they are rare. I don't know that it was the easiest place to work for her.
Because she wasn't from the same...
Because she wasn't towing the line. Yeah. And she wasn't from the same background. She didn't have the same credentials.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she wasn't... There's nothing chilly about her, let's say. She is full... It's 100% warmth and open and curious. There's so much curiosity in her. And I think that that's really what sets her aside. And that's probably what clinched the deal.
Do you think that... Yeah, do you think that's her warmth and her persistence and... was so engaging that she was almost irresistible in it.
There's a serious lack of judgment from her. So I imagine when she was, you know, getting Andrew on side for that interview and sort of ping-ponging between...
Wasn't Rufus Sewell?
Oh, my God.
Unrecognisable.
Because when they told me he was being cast, I was like...
He's too handsome.
I don't know if this is going to be good.
Did he have loads of prosthetics?
Oh, my God. Everything. Prosthetics... The bodysuit, the teeth, it was probably 4 hours worth of work.
But the eyes
every day.
Were perfect.
Oh my God. Yeah, because he looks like he's cut from gold. You know what I mean? He's just the most chiseled person.
I know, he's beautiful.
He's beautiful. And so playing Andrew it felt like quite a leap.
Yeah.
But he nailed it, didn't he?
It was fantastic.
They both did. It's not easy playing people that we, you know, we've sort of forensically looked at our entire lives. I didn't have that responsibility because Sam wasn't so public facing, which meant that I could sort of make her my own as
your
a
own,
cherry
and
bits,
not a caricature. Yeah, there's always a danger it's a caricature, but I have to say it didn't feel like that at all. It just felt so well acted. Do you remember this road?
I was about to say I played a prostitute on this road. I wondered if this was the house.
No, it wasn't.
Was
like,
it was just three doors down.
Yeah, I thought it was.
I was like, I filmed here playing Hannah Baxter, Belle de Jour, and then I was like, oh, and then I got sidetracked by your tree out the front.
Well, it was the best tree in the
whole. How can you say it was the best? It's unreal.
But because it's dropped. So
oh, it was.
Dropped.
I see.
It was
yeah.
just sense. It's my best. I have take no responsibility for the tree, but it is wonderful.
Because I
it?
Put one outside my house and it didn't take.
It hasn't taken?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't bloomed at all.
It
I've
will.
Had it. I've moved it, so now it's dead.
Oh God! Now it's dead. Oh dear, that's
it. It's not doing what it needs to do. Quick enough.
So where were you born?
Swindon in Wiltshire. But then I moved to London when I was like 12, so I've basically...
Well, so your parents... You moved with your parents?
I didn't, no. I went to theatre school at Sylvia Young's and boarded in London and then started singing.
Oh,
so
right.
I never went home after that. So I've been in... I'm more of a Londoner now.
So who were your peers at Sylvia Young at the time?
Amy Winehouse.
Oh, were you mates with her?
Yeah. I was.
Was Amy being cheeky at that point? Was she always cheeky?
She was always cheeky. She was always like that. You know, she'd do like, she was just kind of, she would do abstract stuff and I really loved it.
Could she act?
Yeah, she could do everything.
Okay. She was very clever.
Super clever, super bright. Unlike any of the girls in that school, she got bullied quite a lot at school because, you know, she was doing her own thing and she liked to push buttons and do weird stuff. And I had a lot of space for that, but not many of the girls did. So it wasn't the easiest ride.
So you were at Sylvia Young from the age of 12?
Yeah, 12, like turning, just turning 13. What year was it? Like I was in year 8. I can't remember, but...
And you boarded?
I boarded at my mum and... I boarded in London, but not at the school, at my mum's auntie's and uncle's house in Hammersmith.
Was that okay?
Yeah, it was great in many ways because I was like this child living in London and just doing things that I never expected in my life, yeah. But sometimes I would... The second year I was there, I would get the... I missed my parents so much that... The second year I started travelling to and from Swindon, because it's only an hour from Paddington on the
not
train.
Far.
And I used to like smoke cigarettes when I was really young. So I'd sit in the smoking carriage.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is a new way of doing poached eggs where you shock them and then you put them back in. But I'm a bit worried they're slightly underdone, but enjoy them.
Just not too much andouja for me, darling. Okay,
I can't wait. Sorry, this is great.
Yours is coming.
Don't worry about mine. You get going.
Can I?
Yeah.
This looks lovely. And I'm going to take a mushroom. Yeah.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, so then I would travel to school from Swindon, smoking cigarettes in the smoking carriage and go to school, yeah.
So when you were with your mum and dad, who was doing the cooking?
Mum, except on a Sunday when dad would do a quick breakfast. But mum was doing every meal, you know.
She could cook?
She is now, but as a child... I did love her food, but I wouldn't say it was like, you wouldn't call mum the cook, you know what I mean? But she had four kids.
Oh, you're one of four?
Yeah.
Are you the oldest?
I'm the eldest. And so, you know, cooking is for pleasure. I don't remember that being a thing when I was a kid. It certainly wasn't for her. It was a mission. Because nobody likes anything and it's not, you know, terribly adventurous. And I... sort of feel like that now sometimes when I cook for my kids. It's like you do something new and they hate it. And so then you just cook the three standard things.
How old are they now? How old are they now?
They're older now. They're 15.
God.
12 and 5. So I've still got a little one.
Forgive me if I'm getting this wrong. I knew of you as Billy Piper, the pop star. And then you... return back to acting, but was acting always the kind of main passion?
Yeah, that's why I went to drama school, because I absolutely loved drama and drama class and just all that stuff. And so when the opportunity came around to be a singer, I was like, well, I sing, but I'm not like a gifted singer, like I can hold a tune.
So why do you think why do you think you got the record deal at that age? What do you think it was about?
When you join a drama school. Were you in drama school? When you join the drama school, you join an agency.
Right.
So you start auditioning for things, and I auditioned to be the face and relaunch Smash Hits magazine. So I did loads of promotion, like all the adverts, all the artwork, and then I was on the front cover of Music Week as a model promoting Smash Hits, and it landed on Hugh Goldsmith. Do you know him?
No.
Hugh Goldsmith.
What label?
Virgin. But their sister label, Innocent, landed on his desk, and he was like, we want to sign a female soloist, young female soloist. Saw the picture and was like, just sort of went, let's try her out.
And were you just like, yeah, all right, cool.
He said, do you want to do a demo tape? And he came to the school and said, do you want to do a demo tape? And I was like, yeah, okay. So he chose this really weird... R&B song, and sang it in Clapham at someone's house, at Wendy and Jim's, I can't remember the surnames, their house, and they liked it and they signed me. It happened as quickly as that, and like within a matter of months I'd left school.
Do you regret saying yes to that job or not?
No, I don't regret it, but I think that I could have probably waited a bit longer, and I wouldn't recommend any child get into the music industry. Like, I don't think success and teenage years are a good marriage.
Did your parents, what did they say?
They were just sort of in awe of it all, really. But I was such a pushy, sort of precocious child that I really wanted it, and I don't mean they wanted to stand in the way. Also, my dad really wanted me to have a life that they'd never had.
What's your dad do?
He's a builder. And my mum was a housewife, and he was quite pushy with me, if I'm honest, but he wanted me to do well. So I don't know how much that played into things, probably quite a lot.
Was there one particular acting coach or singing teacher that you remember? What was their name?
I had an acting coach at Sylvia's called Martin Beaumont, and he was, you know, if you're lucky enough to have a teacher who just... spots you, gets you and pushes you and mentors you. He was one of those. I also had one in Swindon called Julia Dickinson, and she was the person who said to me I should audition for drama school because she cut this ad out of the Stage magazine and told my parents that I should go, and then trained me for my auditions and stuff.
I loved your character in I Hate Susie. And I wondered whether it's been interesting, you know, you playing in Scoop, Sam McAllister.
Yeah.
And then a different version of it with I Hate Susie, but having these stories that are around people in the public eye. And you having been in the public eye since you've been a teenager.
Yeah.
How does that give you more empathy? Did it make you think twice about doing these roles? Does it make you tread differently, or is it just, I like exposing it. Right.
It's also all I know, because it's been more my life than non-famous years. Do you know what I mean? So obviously, I'm sort of interested in that way.
Yeah.
Do you often feel you have to look over your shoulder in case the photographer there?
Not anymore, but I used to. Yeah. I feel like that has somewhat changed, or people just don't give a shit anymore. And, you know, either works for me, because I hated that.
Do you protect your children as much as I can.
Yeah, I just hate all of that. I don't want that for my family. You know, it's grim and it's frightening, and it puts you into fight or flight forever. It's not healthy.
When you moved to London,
yeah,
a bit different to Swindon, isn't it?
Oh my God, yeah.
Food different here?
Oh my God, I hadn't ever had things like, I'd never had hummus, I'd never had, what else was I was like, wow. What had I just hadn't had anything that wasn't like, you know, pasta from a packet, or, no offence mum, but pasta from a packet, roast, or, you know, frozen food. So it was, all of it just blew my mind. I loved it so much. I loved London.
Are you a foodie?
Yeah, I love food. I love it. But I like shit food and I like good food. Like, I still have, like, frozen food nights, even though I know it's not good.
What's
smiley faces or, like...
You will eat that.
And that's not for the kids.
No, it's for me. Frozen waffles or chicken nuggets or, you know, just... really processed stuff like that.
Do you read the news, Billy Piper?
Yeah. Ultra processed food.
I read that. I know.
And you
did you see that in The Guardian the other day?
Yeah, it was very depressing.
Oh, it's so depressing and it's so alarming. And it's so funny you should raise that, because ever since then I've been like, I've got to sort it out. Also, I have really bad autoimmune issues, so it's like, I shouldn't eat anything that gives me inflammation whatsoever. But it's everything.
Oh, right.
Isn't it ultra processed food? It sort of feels like everything.
Yeah, it's, you know,
Reggie Breck, well, that's fine.
I basically saw the news and I was going to give the kids fish fingers and tortilla wraps that don't go off for about like a month. But they love them.
I swear they don't go off for longer than that.
It's terrifying. So
the packets that I bought recently said July.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, because that's the thing, isn't it? It's the maintenance of the project that is chemically awful.
I was like, nope, I'm going to give them the leftover chicken, roast chicken. I'm going to stir some pesto in it with some... I mean, it was fucking gross. two of the boys liked it, but two of the kids liked it. My daughter was like, It's like having a calf, because they all want different things.
Oh my God, we call it kitchens closed. I'm doing like three different sittings.
Yeah.
And I do it. It's not like I...
Muggins.
Why can't I just say it's one meal and that's it? And I enter into this staggered meal that can last sometimes for 3 hours. And then it's a staggered bedtime.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So right. you came to London, you had hummus. Are you...
And Thai food, I couldn't believe it.
Thai food,
couldn't believe it.
Do you still love it?
There's a time and a place for Thai food. Yeah, that's good, that's
what
good.
What would be, apart from having a little frozen dinner spesh, what would be your...
The worst guest.
No, I love this. What would be your last supper? It's a starter, a main, curd, a drink of choice. You're going...
Jessie, having some?
Very slither, please. Thanks.
Okay, I would have prawn cocktail to start.
Lovely.
Fancy or... awful is fine with me.
Do you like little prawns in there, or would you like big ones?
I like a small prawn or a medium prawn. I don't like a big one.
Okay.
I don't like to really
deal with
about what it is.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to like be shelling and stuff, because then I feel like confused and slightly put off. So a prawn cocktail. Okay, what would be my main? I'm a curry fiend. I'm a spice fiend.
Are you?
Yeah.
So what's your curry order?
I would go for jalfrezi, but chicken jalfrezi. But are we allowed to like name?
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah. Do you ever get the chicken ruby from Dishoom?
I can't say I've had it, but many American loves a Dishoom.
Really?
They love it. It's like they go, oh my God, have you been to Dishoom yet? And I'm like, fuck it out. No, but
Because the restaurants are like an experience, so I suppose it's like, you know, it feels authentic.
So what's so good about this chicken ruby?
I don't know. It's the blend of the sauce. I could drink the sauce. In fact, sometimes I put the chicken to the side and drink the sauce.
Are you not mopping that up with any naan or...?
I try not to have a naan because of the gluten thing.
Yeah, of course.
But I do...
Can you have rotis instead? Parathas, can you have? No.
I probably could.
I wonder. I don't know which one's like gluten-free. Maybe there isn't.
The poppadoms are gluten-free.
Okay, great.
I think. So I use those. And then I'll have a bit of a black dal, which is incredible as well. I absolutely love the spice.
So are we going full Dishoom for the main?
I think so, yeah. I've just become this like... mega fan of it, and it's just down the road from my... I've got a massive one down the road from my house.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah, that's my go-to
drink of choice.
They do these fizzy drinks at it's called Limeca. I think it's called Limeca. How do you pronounce it? Limeca? I don't know, but it's
is this at Dishoom as well?
This is at Dishoom, and this is it almost tastes like a detergent.
Oh. I can't say you're selling it to me, really.
It's a sort of, it's an intense...
Is it a bit like limoncello?
It's like an intense... this is a non-alcoholic drink. This is an intense sort of lemon fizzy drink or lime fizzy drink, and it's got a sort of gnarly quality about it that you just... I'm sort of into for some reason.
Did you get it for your children and that's when you tried it? Or were you like, oh,
no, I had
the Limeca, that looks really great. Oh, medicinal, fabulous, can't wait.
No, they won't go near it.
If we were coming to yours and your children were not there, what would you be cooking for us? Do you think that you would be like a Billy Showstopper?
I'm a big salad person. Okay. So I'll do like I do a number of really good salads, but also a gumbo.
Gumbo.
Yeah, like a chicken gumbo.
Who got you into a gumbo? Did you eat it somewhere? Did somebody cook it for you?
I think it happened during lockdown, you know, as they all of these sort of cooking crazes do.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids love it and will join in making it. One of my sons is so into spice, so that's quite helpful. So the gumbo, salads.
What does the gumbo have in it?
Chicken. God, what else is it? Peppers, tomatoes.
It's like a deep south thing.
It's a deep south thing. I can't remember the combination of.
I had it at my 70th, darling.
Did you?
But it wasn't very good.
It wasn't very good.
Was it spicy?
Yeah, but it was watery. It was more like a soup than a stew.
No, I like it. I'd like it a bit thicker than that. Mm-hmm.
Is it a recipe that you use?
Yeah, but I think also now we're kind of freestyling a bit with it. It actually, in the end, with us as a family, it just turns into this. It's so spicy that it's really just an experience as opposed to a taste. It's like a, it's a like challenge. A rush. You know what I mean? It's like a.
What's food like? Jacked. What was the food like on the set for Scoop?
Good was catering. Netflix do good catering, do they?
Well, you know, what was the catering like?
Would you just get your dish delivered to the trailer?
Listen, often the food on set is not great. Unless you're doing adverts and stuff, and then it's fucking great. It was great when I was a singer.
That was the 90s.
Silver lining.
Yeah. So it was singer 90s, great food.
Video shoots that would be filmed for 24 hours. Oh my God. Did you ever do that?
I've done night shoots, but not ones that...
I've gone that, like, I would film a video for like 19 to 20 hours.
That's called child labour, I think, Billy.
I've never worked as hard as I did when I was a kid. So I think like my acting career feels... It still can be really tiring. The hours are messed up, but comparatively, I've never worked as hard as that in my life. That's what I mean. It was lawless.
Did you enjoy it at the time?
I enjoyed it for a while, and then I burnt out, and really? then I felt mental. Yeah.
Shit.
Mm.
I guess being like a pop star and a successful pop star in the 90s, that's like a whole. That comes with, well, getting burnt out because you're so successful, everyone wants you, but also
and there's money to much more money to like. You're traveling so much more than I see musicians travel now.
Mm.
There's like you know you do all these big promotional tours, which I hated. I absolutely hated. I hated going off. And video shoots where they would cost like I'm still in debt to Virgin. So if I ever release an album, which I won't. I'd probably have to pay off that debt. It's like university debt.
Would you do musical theatre?
No, it's really hard work. I couldn't...
You couldn't be in Sunset
Boulevard.
I feel
like you could have been a good Sally Bowles, babe.
I obviously love that play and the part of Sally Bowles. It's like a dream role for any actress. But musical theatre is such hard work. Like, it's exhausting, and I don't like the idea of having to take care of myself that well all the fucking time, you know. Yeah. What I mean, like, you have to really manage your voice and never go out, and because my voice isn't strong enough to handle that. No way.
Were you approached about Sally Bowles?
Yeah, after Jesse.
I can so imagine you.
Yeah, I would have loved it, but...
But, I mean,
That song is hard. Those songs, those big numbers are brutal. You've got to really watch yourself. And I just can't be bothered. I also find theatre hard when you've got a family, because you never get to put them to bed and you don't get Saturdays with them. It's really hard. It's quite tricky.
I'm going to ask some more food questions.
Go on.
What have you always run out of in the fridge that's like something that you...
Mint sauce.
Oh my gosh.
You're having that with your dishoom, babe?
No, but I have it with any roast. No.
Chicken,
100%.
Mint sauce or mint jelly?
Mint sauce.
Oh, all right, fancy.
Crikey.
I put mint sauce in the gravy.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, that's
just
okay.
Just a tiny little
that's
bit.
Okay.
Not like swimming in it, but just a little hint of it. Definitely mint sauce with the chicken. Sometimes horseradish.
With the chicken?
With the vegetables.
And the mint sauce? Hmm.
Maybe.
Crikey.
I'm a big condiments person.
Yeah. I mean, I do. I like a condiment too.
I've got a bottle of brown sauce there that you can take home with
you.
You
know what? I also like Frank's sauce, the hot sauce.
Oh, it's very good.
Oh, Jessie
likes
A1
is amazing as well. That's that American steak sauce.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
What is a nostalgic taste that can... transport you back somewhere, happy or sad?
It's not sophisticated like the rest of my food taste.
Yeah.
It's beans on toast.
Is it a happy memory?
Oh my God, yeah. I feel like whenever I've been rocked by something, and I still do it for my kids, I make beans on toast. Tea, cup of tea, strong tea, and beans on toast, loads of butter. Butter in the beans.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
And sometimes chili in the beans if it's for me and my son.
What kind of chili? What are we going? Frank's hot sauce? We going paprika? What are we doing?
Just chili flakes.
Do you
quell it with like a little yogurt, or the cheese kind of calms it down, or you don't, you want your taste buds.
She's hot stuff, Jess, yeah, clearly.
I'm looking you want for it, the hair.
You're looking for the hair.
Yeah, I'm looking for the hair. It can really, it's good in the beans. It's good in everything.
What bread are you buttering?
Gluten-free.
No, but yeah, are you like, going to do the gluten-free?
I do mostly do like the rye or something like that.
Oh, you can have rye.
Yeah, or a gluten-free. But gluten-free bread, I think, is probably is a ultra-processed food. It's going to be.
Is it?
But you can have like a, I think you can have a rye.
Or spelt, yeah.
Oh, really?
Millet bread is gross.
Yeah, but obviously my favourite bread is like white.
White
sunbread.
Is there ever anything better than white?
Nothing. No.
White sliced bread with butter on.
I don't love my kids having it. So when my mum comes, they call her ahead and ask her to sneak it into the house. How sad is that they ask my mum to bring them not chocolate, but white bread and milk?
I think that shows that you're a great mother, actually.
I feel sorry for your children.
No, they're always on the. You know what? Have your kids got into Takis yet?
Are those crisps?
Those Mexican, like, blow your head off drug crisps, basically.
No.
They just make you feel like. Have they tried that?
They're having a Prime and a Taki.
Thank God we got them off the Primes.
What was that like?
Expensive.
Yeah. They're quite old. I mean, you've got teenagers.
Yeah.
Do they go after school for coffee to Starbucks and things like that?
They go to Pret.
Yeah.
They're all at Pret.
Yeah.
Can I have some money for Pret?
So weird.
Or the kebab shop. But because we're in Camden, so now Camden, you know, they used to be like, oh, we hate Camden. And for my 12-year-old still hates Camden. It's constantly showing me crime stats about where we live.
Where does he want to live?
I was like, where do you want to live? In London, right? Like, he doesn't actually say where he wants to live. He's just aware that there is a lot of crime where we live.
Sensitive middle child.
Yeah.
Sweet.
He's all about the stats. He's always showing me stats.
But doesn't he love Camden Lock?
He doesn't yet, but he will.
He will.
Like my eldest. My eldest is now, we're going to Camden. There's a skate park. It's a massive vibe when you're a kid. I want to leave because I'm just sort of over it, but I feel like they're just getting a taste for it, so that's annoying.
Is I Hate Susie ever coming back, or is that it now?
I think it should come back when she's 50, menopausal.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, and there's a bit more story there, because I think the issue for us is like, if a story doesn't have legs, why are we just going to... It's just about money then, just grinding away and it becomes shit, basically. So I feel like we've left it at a good spot.
Yeah.
And then we can revisit it, like, 10 years down the line.
And maybe it can be more about Frank and...
Oh, is that what you'd like?
I don't know. I kind of thought that was such a beautiful and interesting relationship, but also...
Wasn't the main
feature. It wasn't the main feature, which was totally fine, but it could be something that could, you know, be
And what do
older.
You want for her?
I don't know, because I kind of love what a fuck up she is. You don't want her to become worthy, do you?
100% not.
So, like, what, is she still going at it? Is she now, like, I don't know.
I know. It's great, though, isn't it?
Is she an agony aunt? I don't know. Yeah. Like, an ITV, good. Like, this morning
hosting.
Agony aunt.
Hoster.
She could be a hoster. That could be really good.
Yeah.
And it's about her, like, co-star.
Yeah.
I don't know. Get me in the writing room, babe. Are you writing anything
at
the moment?
Yeah, I've just written a film. I literally finished my first draft last week. I say it's the first draft. It's like the vomit draft. So it is just more of a purge of ideas. Then I'll refine it to a first draft. And then probably 18 more drafts down the line.
Is the film commissioned yet? Or is it just...
No, it's I'm going to write it and then take it out and see if anyone wants to buy it.
Will you star in it?
I said I would never be in something that I'm directing but ever again. But now I'm like, I guess I'll be in it too.
Do you think? Yeah.
I think so. I don't know. I have no idea. It may never even...
It will, Billy. Everything you touch turns to gold, I feel.
Oh, that's nice. But we'll... I don't know. It's a romantic comedy, but it's kind of... It's not that romantic comedy. that funny at this moment. It's dark, but that's really my skill set, I guess. The darker comedy stuff.
Billy Piper, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
It's really lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you guys.
So,
thank you so much.
Scoop is brilliant. Thank you are absolutely brilliant in it.
Wonderful.
And thank you so much for coming on and having breakfast with us. We will have you again. I want to be her friend.
What a gorgeous woman.
Gorgeous, so sexy, so lovely.
Warm.
Yeah, just love her. So talented. I can't wait to see the film that she's going to make. Loved having her over. I realised that you shouldn't do, as much as the poached eggs did work, you shouldn't do eggs and toast for a breakfast one because it takes too long. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because it was almost like making the eggs again, even though you'd shop them.
But yeah, it is a good hack.
The other thing is, if you don't mind me saying, it was all delicious, but it was really soggy.
Oh, don't.
The toast was so soggy.
Because I was trying to toast it and I was trying to get everything.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, fuck it. It wasn't my best.
It was delicious, darling. It was your best, but the toast was soggy.
Yeah, but I think I gave you the soggier than her.
Okay.
Scoop is out on the 5th of April and it's brilliant. And she is fantastic in it, as per usual. You can watch it on Netflix. And we'll see you next week for another guest. And I hope I'm not bloody cooking.
See anyone. We'll be with you.
Okay, we'll be with you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.